everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I'm your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk and rock music. And today I'm bringing you guys a more laid back, casual episode. I was thinking that I don't want every episode to be like a full on history lesson or explanation of something. Like, I don't want it to feel like a lecture, you know? Like, I graduated college, I'm done with that, I don't need any more lectures. So I want today to be more casual and laid back. And this weekend I am going to See Here Now, which is a music festival in Asbury Park, and I am so excited. It's honestly been kind of all I can think about this week, to be completely honest. And when I was thinking of episode ideas for this week, in the spirit of See Here Now, why don't I talk about some of my favorite concert and live music experiences, or, you know, just memorable experiences. And that's what we are going to be doing today. I'm going to be talking to you guys about some of my favorite live music experiences. And I'm sure if you are listening to this podcast, you are also a music lover. So I'm sure that this will be something that you can relate to. And I may even be talking about some of your favorite bands or artists. Now, usually I do start off every episode with a song of the week, but I'm actually saving this song of the week until the end. So stay tuned until the end to hear this week's song of the week. So let's get into what I'm calling my live music memories. I think this will be fun. I think this will be a great way for myself, a music lover, to connect with other music lovers out there. And I want to start off with talking about the first concert that I ever went to. So technically, the first concert I ever went to was Raven Simone. So, which is like, that's so random. So how that happened was I was at Six Flags with a friend of mine who I was friends with in like kindergarten and first grade. I was like 6 or 7. I was really young, so I don't have a lot of memories from this, but technically that was my first concert, although we did leave early because I remember the two of us being so bored because we didn't know any of the songs. But yes, that was my first concert technically, but I'm not counting it because I didn't stay the whole time and I have literally no memories of it. I think I just wanted to like go on the rides at Six Flags and I was like, guys, I'm over this. Like, I don't want to be here. Although, love you, Miss Raven. I'm not coming at you, girl. But my real first concert was Panic at the Disco and Weezer, which personally, I just looking back at it now, I think that's a really weird combo. Like, I don't know. I feel like that doesn't go together. Like, this 90s rock band with Panic at the Disco, which is considered like an emo band, that I feel like that was a really strange combo. But 14-year-old me was loving it. So at that time, that's when I really first started getting into music as a whole, and that's when I really started getting into Green Day. I was already like expanding my horizons and checking out new stuff. Before I even listened to Green Day, I did like Panic at the Disco. I was one of those kids in middle school that loved Panic at the Disco. I can't lie. I went with a friend of mine and some of her friends, so we had a whole group going. For a first concert experience, it was really cool. I thought Weezer was great live, and that was the first time I saw them. I saw them a second time with Green Day on the Hella Mega Tour, but at that point, I only knew like a handful of Weezer songs, but after that, I actually did start listening to them more. And after that, I really liked the album Pinkerton by Weezer. So that really introduced me to some new music after that concert. And Panic at the Disco, I can't lie, they were really good too. I mean, at the time I was seeing them, technically it was literally just Brendon Urie, but I thought he was really great. I have no videos of that because I think at that time I had like an Android phone that just was not good quality. And I think I have lost every single video and picture I have from that concert, but I do have a lot of memories of it. It was my first concert. It was my first time like going to a stadium and buying merch and being in that energy and hearing live music to that degree. Because at that time, I hadn't experienced anything like that. And I was really like, what? Like, I need to do this more. I love this. But overall, Weezer was great. I thought Panic at the Disco was great. I don't even remember who the opener was, because I know there was an opener before. I couldn't tell you who it was. I don't even remember. I don't even think we were there for the opener. The only thing I remember is we were like rushing to get there. My friend's mom dropped us off. We got churros for some reason. And we got some merch. I was so excited. I couldn't wait to like wear my shirt to school, because this was like July or August that we went, and I could not wait to wear my shirt to sophomore year of high school when I got back to school in the fall. So, but yeah, overall, I thought it was a really great first concert experience. I mean, I know Weezer, there's a lot of memes about Weezer, if you are familiar with that online, but I love their music. I can't even lie. Pinkerton and the Blue Album, especially, those are my two favorite albums of theirs. And, you know, I feel like all the Weezer memes are just said at like out of love, honestly, because I really like them. And I thought they were really great live, and seeing them live, not really knowing them, made me want to listen to their music. So that's a positive. And I did think Panic at the Disco were great live. And at that point, I did really like them. I haven't listened to them probably since like sophomore or junior of high school, because then after that I really, really got into punk music. So I kind of deviated away from that, but overall, great first concert experience. So next, I want to talk about the best concert I've ever been to. And I may be a little biased because this is my favorite band of all time, but it was Green Day. Green Day was the best concert I've ever been to. First of all, I went with my brother. He and I camped out like the whole morning. We waited, I think we got there like 11 a.m. and I was front row. I was so close to them. It was so cool and so surreal because I had loved Green Day since I was 14. And then finally I saw them on the Hella Mega Tour, and I was 20 at that point. So finally, after all these years of wanting to see them so badly, I got to see them. And it was a surreal experience. I mean, this band that I had loved and looked up to for years, and that kind of defined my high school experience, I finally got to see them live. And I can't even lie, guys, like when they came on stage, I burst into tears. My brother has a video of it, of me, just waterfall, just tears coming out. I was really just overcome with emotion when they came on stage, and I think that's part of why it was the best concert experience, but that's not the only reason. Green Day are just so seasoned, and they know how to put on a show, every single one of them. Billy Joe is an incredible frontman. I mean, he really knows how to grab the audience, and he has great stage presence. For such a small guy, he is so powerful, and he's like captivating to watch. And Mike Dirnt, where I was standing, I was right in front of Mike Dirnt, and even though he pretty much just was standing there just playing the bass the whole time, he didn't really move from his spot. Even just while there were some points I would just like focus on one person and I would focus on him, and he just has this like energy about him, and he really does have great stage presence. And Trey Cool is an incredible drummer, and he's up there like banging on the drums, making these insane faces. But like, Green Day would not be Green Day without Trey Cool. Even though he wasn't the original drummer, Green Day would not be Green Day without him. That man is insane in the best way possible. But all three of them together, and even the supporting musicians on tour, they just have this captivating energy. And I think because they come from that background of that like California punk era, they still have that kind of energy when they are playing live on stage. But they're so seasoned, they've been doing this for so many years, and it's just a blast watching them play on stage. And you can just feel the energy coming off of them, and I know they can like feel it from the audience, because I mean, you had a stadium of thousands upon thousands of people screaming and singing along and jumping up and down and mosh pits. And the energy in that room was unmatched. And especially because I just had such a connection to them and had finally gotten this opportunity to see them, it was exciting. It was emotional. It was surreal for me. And to this day, it was the best concert I've ever been to. And also too, it wasn't with like the technology and everything, like the visuals, that wasn't overdone and it didn't need to be. Like all you really needed was the music. I mean, they did have lights and at one point there was some pyrotechnics going on, but it wasn't overdone. It wasn't to the point where it was like, okay, too much. Like it was just the right amount. It was such a seasoned, polished, well done concert, but it had this like energy that kind of like packed a punch. Like it was so freaking awesome. It seriously was just the coolest experience. One thing that I love about Green Day concerts is the fact that they bring fans on stage. I think that is just the coolest thing. I know a lot of other bands do this too, and I think that is just so freaking cool. And a lot of the times when Green Day does it, I feel like they have a lot of younger fans come on stage, and it's so cool seeing these kids who like idolize Green Day getting to sing with Billy Joe on stage or play his guitar. And I think that just really makes Green Day so special, and they really show this like appreciation and love for their fans, and they really want to genuinely connect with them and give them this opportunity to feel more connected to them as well. And when I even saw them at See Here Now, Billy Joe gave his guitar to a kid. It was so cute, and I just love that they do this. I feel like now it's just such a key part of Green Day concerts, and I really hope that they never stop doing it because it's just the best. It's so sweet, but it's so cool that they do this for their fans. So I think it's pretty clear that I love Green Day, so I'm going to leave it at that. I think you get the gist. Just overall, by far, Green Day was the best concert and my number one most favorite concert I've been to, and in my opinion, the best band that I have seen live. So next, I want to talk about some bands that I wish I had the opportunity to see live, whether they broke up or they were before my time. There are so many bands, and you know, you guys know that I am a huge fanatic of music that definitely is before my time. My favorite album ever is from the 80s, Milo Goes to College. So I guess I'm an old soul, an old punk soul at heart. And there are so many bands I really wish I could have seen live. And one band that I wish I had the opportunity to see live is the Ramones, specifically at CBGB. I feel like that's iconic. I mean, that's punk history there. And to have the opportunity to like travel back in time and witness like the birthplace of punk and this band that really helped start this punk revolution, basically. I mean, that's history. That just would have been so cool and so iconic. I wish just overall I had the opportunity to attend a show at CBGB, but I mean, really, like if I had an opportunity to go back in time and see them, that really is punk history and just music history at its finest. So that is definitely one band I wish I could have seen live. Another band I wish I could have seen live, or maybe just one specific performance from this band, is Nirvana's MTV Unplugged. I feel like some of you are probably like, oh my god, that is such a basic answer, but that is one of my favorite live performances of all time and just one of my favorite albums of all time in general. I really do enjoy live albums because it makes you feel like you're really there, and just, this album is iconic. I even have a t-shirt of this album, and that still to this day is just one of the most iconic live performances. So many people know this. I mean, I was talking to my mom one time and she was like, I remember watching that when it aired, and I was like, wow, like that is, these guys are freaking awesome. And just to imagine like being in that room when that was recorded, I mean, that really is, I'm gonna say it again, iconic. Count how many times I say iconic in this episode, but that's just such an iconic live performance. I would love to do a whole episode on Nirvana. I don't want to dive too deep into them today, but overall, just imagine being in that room when that was recorded, because that's a piece of music history too. The last band that I really wish, I mean, there are so many. There are like a million and one I could think of, like Queen, for example. I wish I could have seen them with Freddie Mercury. So, okay, that is another one that I'm adding to this list. Queen, specifically with Freddie Mercury as the front man. But since this is a punk-based podcast, I wish, and this band does still perform sometimes, but this is a very specific era of this band. I wish I could go back in time and see the original Misfits play live. If you guys didn't know, I am a huge Danzig era Misfits fan. That is Misfits to me. And I know that sometimes they do have original Misfits shows, but I haven't had the opportunity to see them yet. But imagine having the opportunity to go back in time and see that band play live, like the original Misfits, and hear those songs. Oh my god. I will say it a million times over, the Danzig era is Misfits to me, and I wish I had the opportunity to like hear those songs live when they were first ever written and first ever performed. I mean, Misfits are just such an iconic punk band, and if time travel was real, I would definitely 100% go back in time and see the original Misfits. I really hope that I do get an opportunity to see the original Misfits live, though, because that would just be incredible. Again, that wish list is just to name a few, like the three most iconic bands that I wish I could see. I mean, if it was unlimited time travel, I would see Green Day when they first started out. I would see Descendants when they first started out, and Bad Religion. I would see them all, but those are just the three that come to mind for me, and also honorable mention, Queen. Those are just my top three and the first three that really come to mind for me. Now I want to talk about the best new band that I have seen, meaning a band from the 21st century that has been my absolute favorite. So the best newer band that I have seen live, hands down, would be a band called Teen Mortgage. And if you haven't heard of them, they're from Washington, D.C. And they actually met on Craigslist, which is really funny and really interesting. And it's just two guys, guitar and vocals and drums. And they really don't need anything more than that. These guys really just, like, they are great with just that. I started listening to them maybe about a year and a half ago, and in that time span, I've really seen them blow up, and they even just were on tour with Weezer in Europe not that long ago, so they really are making a name for themselves. Their music is really, really cool and right up my alley personally. They definitely have a lot of like harder punk influences. Some of their songs are even like surf punk sounding. And they just really have this unique sound, but just so much of their music really has these like classic punk elements that I really love. And I've seen them twice now, and both times I really was so impressed. I mean, they're the kind of band that like, they kind of like speed up their songs when they perform live, and I really like that because I feel like that really like gets the crowd going. There was definitely a lot of mosh pits, especially the second time I saw them. I saw them at this small venue in Philly, and that was like the perfect venue for them because they have this like DIY punk kind of sound almost, and they just have such great live energy. They actually have a live Audio Tree album on Spotify, and I recommend that you listen to all their music, but specifically I recommend you listen to this because live, they are great. They have awesome energy. And again, even though it's just two guys, like, you don't need anything more than that because their energy is just unmatched and they sound great live, and their music is just really, really cool. So I really recommend that you listen to them. My boyfriend and I both really, really love this band, and he was the one that actually discovered them and got me into them. So I do have to give him credit for that. But both times that we saw them together, we met them, and they're just really chill, down-to-earth guys, and it was really cool getting to meet them. And I just really, really love this band. Since I started listening to them, I haven't stopped. I probably listen to them every day or just about every day. I do not get tired of their music. I think their music, while yes, it is very reminiscent of that classic punk era, it's super unique. And this day and age, it is not like any other band that I have heard. And you have to listen to them, seriously. If you are a punk fan, you got to check out Teen Mortgage. And so if you are a punk fan, you got to check out Teen Mortgage. I promise you will love them. So as promised, I am saving my song of the week until the end. And this song of the week is from Teen Mortgage because I really want you guys to listen to them. I really love this band. They are just super cool. And I'm so excited to see where they go in the future. So I want to put you on to their music now so you can say you knew them when, before they blew up. So the song I chose by them is called Doctor. This song is off of their EP called Life and Death, and it was released in 2019. And the song is so good. The riffs are really cool, and the vocals kind of go in between clean and gritty, and I love it. I really, really do. And it's also catchy, which is something I talk a lot about with punk music, is how it does have that raw grittiness to it, but a lot of the lyrics are super catchy, and this by far is my favorite song by them. So definitely check out Doctor by Teen Mortgage, but just check out Teen Mortgage as a whole because these guys are sick. They're awesome, and they just prove that punk is not dead because they are keeping it alive, okay? So guys, that is the end of this more casual, laid back episode, my live music memories, and I definitely want to hear from you guys. What is the best concert you've been to, your most favorite concert you've been to, a concert that surprised you? Just what's a concert that stands out to you? I really want to know, and I love interacting with people when it comes to music because I can talk about it forever. It's my favorite topic. Clearly, I already am talking about it forever. I just ramble on about punk music, but, you know, wouldn't have a podcast if that wasn't the case. So I want to end out by letting you know, first off, you can find my Song of the Week playlist on Spotify, and I will have that playlist linked in the show notes wherever you are listening to this or in the description of the YouTube podcast episode if you are watching this on YouTube. You can also find me on social media at Pretty in Punk Pod, and there I will post short clips from each episode, updates, etc. And I would love to have you keep up with Pretty in Punk on socials as well. I do post episodes every single Friday, so definitely in between that, listen to the Song of the Week playlist. And if you are going to any concerts this weekend, I hope you have the best time. I know I cannot wait for See Here Now, but thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.